is BBC Caribbean Report.
Trinidad's Prime Minister threatens legal action if a newspaper's claims of a terrorist plot are proved to be false. There's a warning of tougher regulatory telecoms laws amid plans by Cable and Wireless to increase phone rates in the Eastern Caribbean. And as the OAS describes the situation in Haiti as grave, President Aristide defends his record as yet another strike hits the country. I'm Bertram Niles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister Patrick Manning said today the government will take legal action against the newspaper if its report of a terrorist plot were found to be fiction. The Sunday Express said its reporters had been taken to an underground laboratory where would-be terrorists claimed to be making chemical and biological weapons. The report quoted the group as saying the weapons would be used to bomb American and British interests in Trinidad and Tobago if the U.S. and its allies attacked Iraq. Speaking after a weekly cabinet meeting, Prime Minister Manning said the government was not taking the matter lightly.
Legal advice is being sought by the Attorney General to see whether anybody is culpable, with the assurance that if anybody is culpable, then appropriate charges will be laid, whether they come from the media or not, or whether they are reporters or not, whether they are editors or not. Further than that, if the police needs to question anybody further or any people further, the police will do that, because that is their mandate in trying to solve crime in this country.
Mr. Manning said the government continued to have great doubts about the authority.